Colonel, in the written testimony of Ms. LeGrasse, she remarks how she finds it particularly objectionable that the Park Service practice of planting and nurturing pseudo-grassroots friends organizations to create a false appearance of local support. How would you characterize the local support for the legislation that you spoke of today at a local level?
Mr. Chairman, this is truly a grassroots organization. I'm sure that those citizens who've been a part of this movement since 1925 would be taken aback by such a characterization. The present movement was started in 1999 with a grassroots meeting in Newburgh, New York. Dr. Jacques Boissier and colleagues in Connecticut set the pattern for this. We followed this in a state-by-state way. We've essentially followed the model of the Articles of Confederation. Now we're looking to the Constitution to help us formalize a national historic trail. We have representatives from all the nine states in the District of Columbia. Our vice chair from Pennsylvania is here today, as well as our representative from the District of Columbia. We are trying to do this at the local level. This is something that we've even pursued in our events, in our studies, in our archaeological surveys, even without the National Park Service. So while we truly depend upon them for technical assistance, and we will depend upon them to manage this trail, we have been doing this at the grassroots level even before the National Park Service was involved. We asked them to be a part of this. They did not ask us to be a part of this.